NPR.
It's 88 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. The adventurous rock and soul band Alabama Shakes made two albums in the early 2010s before going on a decade-long hiatus. That gap ends today with a new album. During the break, frontwoman Brittany Howard made two solo albums. She's been accustomed to bringing in fleshed-out song ideas with her vocals layered on and all the parts worked out. But when the Shakes began touring and recording as a band last year, she says she was feeling creatively spent. It was her bandmates' turn to contribute musical ideas they'd been working on.
And then I had to fill in the blanks, but I also needed it to be something I believe in and that I actually care about this thing that I'm singing about. I think it's my worst nightmare to write a song just to write a song and not be attached to it in any emotional kind of way.
Senior music writer Julie Height says that Howard applied her perspective more explicitly than she had in earlier songs by the Alabama Shakes. The new album, I Must Be Dreaming, responds to a time of national tumult. You can hear the full story at WPLN.org. A beloved outdoor concert series is being revived in Nashville, although it's unclear if it will run as it used to. Live on the Green was an annual summer music festival run by the radio station Lightning 100 at Public Square Park. It launched in 2009, and the last show was in 2022. The festival planned to return in 2023, but the station announced it was canceling the concert series, citing the high cost of hosting such a large event for free. Now, the station is partnering with Opry Entertainment Group to bring the event back in 2027 at Ascend Amphitheater. Opry Entertainment is not saying whether the series will be free or ticketed, saying details will be released at a future date. The radio station is giving away 1,000 free tickets to its lawn warming party on October 18th, where they'll preview the next year's concerts. Hunting and fishing in Tennessee could get a little more expensive soon. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency tried and failed to secure a new dedicated funding stream. Now officials say the way to bridge the agency's budget gap is to up the cost of many hunting and fishing licenses. The Tennessee Lookout reports those permit fees could rise by an average of 30% next year.